Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how to do a great deal, even if you don't have the money.
What?
I'm telling you.
What?
Jill and I talked about this before we started the show.
I can get creative.
And new people, acquisition, seasoned old school acquisition people like me love new deal flow. We'll talk about it in a minute. Before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Scott asks, I'd like to hire somebody to help with the sales marketing side of business. I know most states have pretty strict real estate laws, and you can't legally have somebody represent you or your property if they aren't licensed. Has anyone hired somebody to help with this side of the business?
How
do you work around? Yeah, like me. Just kidding. Joking. Has anybody hired somebody to help with this side of the business? How do you work around real estate laws? What things do you have them do to help?
This isn't even a workaround situation. This is exactly how you should do it. Mm-hmm. You need to hire them through, you need to W-2 them. Mm-hmm. They need to be an employee. So if somebody works for you and they don't have a license and they're not a subcontractor, they're just a W-2 employee, mm-hmm. they can represent the property you own all day long.
Okay. Because you're the investor. It's your investment firm, basically, and they work for the firm.
Get an LLC.
Yeah.
I just formed a new LLC for some stuff that Jill and I are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it. It cost $90.
You did it online, right?
Tower 5 LLC.
Yeah.
For a bunch of reasons. And we, anybody can go look it up and see. Look up my name. You know, it took less than like 3 days. And it costs like $90,
mm-hmm.
I think. Maybe some.
But you just did it online. That's what's so nice.
Yeah.
You can apply online and have your LLC like right there and get an EIN and all that good stuff.
I did the EIN. The whole thing took 10 minutes. So go do that and sign up with ADP, Automatic Data Processing, which is a payroll company.
Mm-hmm.
You should be doing this after the 10th deal, so Jill says. You should do this anyway.
Because you're going to pay yourself W-2 salary.
Yeah, that's right. That's mm-hmm. how you keep the IRS out of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Exactly. That's a good little tip. Pay yourself and pay yourself less than you pay your employees. That's what we do.
We do too. I mean, that's what we do.
That's what I'm saying. Jack and I don't make a lot of money.
Because we don't have any bills.
I know.
That's really why.
That's true. So yeah.
It's not even a workaround. That's the real way to do it. This country is packed full of real estate companies that have unlicensed people talking about their deals.
Can I dissect this a little bit? Because I'm trying to figure out where he's worried about this. He's having somebody representing you or your property if they're not licensed. So it's like, you know, it's my property. It's like an options deal. Even as an options deal, that's not illegal. Where you have an agreement with the seller. You're not technically representing them. You're marketing it for them to sell the property.
Marketing it for yourself, technically.
Well, for yourself, exactly.
Because you have equitable, option agreement, you have equitable title, which
right.
means you don't own the property, but you have legal rights to make decisions.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, interesting that
this
came up.
Should do a show about that.
Well, you know what the thing is, too? This is a perfect example of how, as a society, we're all hung up on... you need to have a license to, I mean, let's think about it. You have to have a license to drive your car. You have to have a license to cut hair.
I know.
You have to have a license to be, I mean, it's just, there's so many things that we're
right.
so trained to. I really think that there's people out there that don't even know that you could sell your home by yourself.
I do too.
I think that there's people that think that there's a law in every state, which it's maybe... Maybe in a few need representation. I don't even know, but
I don't think so.
I don't think anybody in all 50 states.
Yeah.
Okay. But the bottom line is you can sell your house on your own. You don't have to do that. So this to me ties into this question with Scott, like, you know, do I have to be, even in our world?
Well, that's why we're here too. Scott's a good question.
Yeah. We have people come to us like, well, what do you mean you're not agents? We're like, heck no. Yeah.
Every month somebody says, how do you guys get away with doing this without a license?
Isn't that funny? You were just describing this to somebody the other day. They were asking about what we do and here we go. And when we talk about what we do, and one of the sentences is, which is funny, we're not agents, because then it kind of calms people down. Yeah. As if they're, because I hate to say this, but it's true. People have a little bit of a preformed opinion about real estate agents, car salesmen. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things that you have,
politicians,
you know, accountants.
Right.
Seriously.
Right.
We all have these notions about, you know, you've had an experience. Usually it's not a good one that always comes to mind. So Jack and I are always saying we're not real estate agents. And then they go, oh. And then when we explain, yeah, we're playing with our own money. It's ours. It's, that's it. They're like, oh. Now that's cool. Then they're like, okay. And then you just start talking about how it really goes. And they're like, well, I want to do what you do.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we're here.
So Scott, I mean, to answer the last part of your question, hire somebody that really knows social media well. Jill and I, if you're listening to this podcast and this is really interesting to you, please go back and listen to a podcast that Jill and I did with two of our members, Kyria and
Rowdy.
And she came up with, all on her own, a brilliant way to sell property that is a hands down most creative, most effective way I've heard it. And it has to do with Facebook. She goes in and targets, let's say a property's in Wyoming. Mm-hmm. She'll target Facebook groups that have nothing to do with real estate in Wyoming. Mm-hmm. So it might be knitting in Wyoming or ranching in Wyoming or cattle, whatever. Mm-hmm. And she advertises a property right in there. She doesn't even spend any money. She just goes and starts communicating with people in the group. She sells every single property that way. Mm-hmm. So I would have, if you're going to hire somebody, don't hire like a phone salesman. I would hire somebody who's young and really good at social media and creative. And I wouldn't go to an agency. They're just too damn expensive and they don't give you the time that you deserve as a client.
And by the way, when you hire, speaking from experience, you're going to go through four or five people before you find the right one.
Yeah.
It's just
there's a function on landpin.com. If you put your, because Scott's a member, right? Jill, do you know?
I do not know.
I think he is. Put your, when you put your property up on Landpin, which is a site that Jill and I own, right below the pictures and stuff is social media share buttons. Well, they're not just the regular share buttons. They send it to the planet. So shoot us an email and we can do it. You can do it for other people's property. You can do it for your property. You should just do it all the time because it builds a huge buyer base really, really quickly.
Exactly. Good question.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, even if you don't have the money, do a great deal. What the heck does that mean?
I write.
I know what it means because I wrote the title.
Exactly.
So what you want to do when you, you know, everybody's concerned about lack of acquisition funds, and we have several people in our group who start with no money at all. If you're good at data and you're good at sourcing really undervalued transactions, that's all you need.
Right.
And then you get very creative about communicating the fact that you found a great deal. It's a smoking deal. It's half the price it probably should be. And you don't want the thing to go to waste. So, you know, I'm young and I'm new. I'm reaching out to you seasoned people. What should I do? I don't have the cash to close the deal. Does anybody want to do the deal with me? Our group is packed full of people who love these things. So, and make a big deal out of that. You're brand new. Acquisition people, seasoned old school acquisition people like me in any type of role, whether you're buying assisted living facilities or any type of real estate at all, love new channels for deal flow. And so, you know, if you call any CEO on the planet, I don't, right from the top of the chain to the small business, and say, hey, if you call a barbershop owner and say, hey, I've got a barbershop for sale down the street from you, I just want to let you know, that guy's going to call you back. If you call the Trump Organization's acquisition people and say, I've got a skyscraper for sale, I just wanted to make you aware of it, they're going to call you back fast. So with land, trust me, I know, because that's how I got in this business in the late 80s, 90s. With land, it's no different. If you call a couple of people who own a bunch of property, or send them a letter, or however you do it, and say, I've got this great deal and you own some property down close to you, you know, I don't want it to go to waste, but I don't have the cash, they're going to drop everything and call you. So you could really, I see a lot of people kind of hanging their head like, man, if I had the money, I could do this deal. And it just cracks me up. So turn that around, if that's your situation, into a positive thing. You know, people have called us recently and said, this deal's too big. Let's break it up. You guys buy some, I'll buy some. I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
We're setting up a portal. It's not going to happen super soon. Called landcrowdfund.com. It's not up yet. Where you can just, if you're in that situation, you just submit it, and then the people that are on the other end of it, us included, everybody in the group can say, yeah, I'll do that deal, or no, I won't, or it's kind of like a Shark Tank situation. I love it at $1,000, but at $1,200, it's just not my thing.
Exactly.
Or $100,000, not $120,000, or whatever the numbers end up being.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's a nice nail color that you're putting on.
Thank you. You know, I was going to say, when I was reading the title, we were talking a little bit too, I was thinking, okay, even for me, say I don't have money, I don't have a lot of money, I'm going to do a great deal. You brought up a point about maybe my acquisition funds are $5,000 or whatever it is. I have a limited acquisition fund. So I have to really be picky and careful and choose the best deals. Were you thinking about any... Were you going where there with that earlier?
Yeah, okay. I mean, absolutely. Okay. So, yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Well, just so you don't have you all have a budget. We all have a budget. I even have a budget. I'm not going to go crazy and spend $300,000 on acquisitions this month. No, I have a budget. So, you know, and it might vary.
That's my point. Make it count.
So whatever your acquisition budget is. And so even if you don't have money or don't have a lot of money, that's my thing, do a great deal, pick the right ones and line them up. You know, it doesn't take a lot of money to get rolling. Let's just say you're not bringing deals to somebody else. You're not there for that. You're here making money for, you know, just your own little funds. You're learning how this goes and you have a limited funds. All right, so let's buy a couple little properties, spend $500 a piece. I don't care.
$1,000.
Double your money. Now I've got, you know, now say about three properties, $500 each. I had put $1,500 in. Now I got doubled it. Now I have $3,000. Okay, I'm going to do it again. Now I have $6,000. I'm going to do it again. Now I have $12,000. See where I'm going? Now we can start to make different decisions.
And you got
but
some deal
all
experience
the while,
too.
You're really only picking the cream of the crop.
That's right.
You're not wasting your time on these back tax nightmares. Nice. That you have to undo something because somebody passed, and it's such a good deal because nobody can find this guy. Well, and you can't find him either. You know what I mean? So
first 10 deals you do should be slam dunks.
And it should be easy.
Yep.
It should be Mr. and Mrs. Smith who live in this little town, and boy, they're just too old now to go camping there anymore, and the kids don't want it, and gosh, this money you're sending them is going to pay for their retirement party. You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's really what it is. And they're thrilled. So those are what you should be looking for. And they're out there. And you know what? If you're not finding enough of those, you need to do one thing. Don't hit your head against the wall. Don't try to talk people into things.
Yeah.
Just send out more offers. That's it. It's 50 cents a pop.
That's right.
Send out 1,000. That's $500. You can do this.
Well, and the flip side is that if you're a pretty seasoned acquisition person that just discovered this, sending out unsolicited offers, you know, spend $100,000 on one property. You know how to sell it already if you're seasoned. You know if you can sell it for $200,000 or not. You for sure, you know that. So don't be afraid.
Exactly.
And I will add this. I've seen people do this recently for some reason. They're seeing something that's not there because they want to be a deal maker.
Yeah.
So do not do a deal in the beginning unless you really, really know that it's smoking.
Exactly.
It's hard to get that confidence, but, you know, and that's what deal review is, by the way.
Right.
You know, Jill and I will answer your questions if you want on Wednesday.
I'm surprised how many times people come to us on our weekly member call and they say, gosh, I guess this doesn't work in every county. And Jack and I go, yes, it does.
It does.
Seriously.
Every
what's your budget? That's it. Does $100 an acre work in every county?
No.
Oh, gosh, no. Does, you know, in some counties, $5,000 an acre is probably it. You know what I mean? It might be.
Or 50.
Yeah, it might be, you know.
You know, $50,000 an acre doesn't work in Santa Barbara County.
Yeah. You know?
For most of the parts of
exactly.
the Northeast it might, but.
So this absolutely works in every county.
Yeah.
It's just you have to adjust your numbers.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. So that's good. Thank you.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration. That's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You're not alone in your real estate ambition.
So that, I had to say thank you. I was like, I had to get that out, and I had to say thank you for letting me get that out.
Oh, to me?
Yes.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
You don't have to thank me, Jill. Thank you.
Thanks.
I have a member. Every time I talk to him, he's a black level member. I say every time I get up done with talking with him, he knows who he is. I say thank you, and he's like, no, thank you.
It's like your thing now.
It's his thing.
That's funny.
It's funny.
No,
man.
Jack. Thank you.
I'm guessing he says it to everyone because it's funny as hell.
That's
and really
good.
Memorable.
That's really funny.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.